English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.
Task 2. Explore. Topic: A famous person. Title: I never painted dreams. I painted my own reality.
Sobat pintar, kamu akan mendengarkan monolog tentang biografi Frida Kahlo yang akan diikuti oleh 3 pertanyaan untuk mengukur pemahamanmu yang lebih dalam tentang teks tersebut. Simak dan jawab pertanyaannya.
Hi friends, I'm sure you already know many famous painters in the world. They have contributed to changing the world through art. I was a famous artist called Frida Kahlo. People say that I contributed to the history of Mexico in my art. I was a Mexican painter known for my many portraits, self-portraits, and works inspired by the nature and artifacts of Mexico. I was born on July the 6th, 1907, in a building nicknamed La Casa Azul for its vivid blue exterior. I contracted polio at the age of 6 and had to be bedridden for 9 months. My father encouraged me to do lots of sports to help my recovery. In 1922, I attended classes at the National Preparatory School. I was one of only 35 girls to attend the prestigious school with hopes of becoming a doctor. At this point in my life, I had no interest in pursuing a career as an artist. Then a tragic accident changed my life. I was severely injured in a bus accident in September 1925. It took a long time for me to recover. To alleviate the pain, I started painting. Again, my father encouraged me to paint and made a special easel so I could paint in bed. I had a very close relationship with my father throughout my whole life. Although I recovered from the injuries and regained my ability to walk, I remained in extreme pain for the rest of my life. I kept painting and I produced more works. Surprisingly, people appreciated my works. I was gradually gaining respect as a talented artist, and my paintings were displayed in some popular exhibitions. People thought I was a surrealist, but I wasn't. I never painted dreams. I painted my own reality. I lived in constant pain from my old injuries. Pulmonary embolism caused my death in July 1954. I faced many problems that would have left most people discouraged and uninspired, but nothing could stop me from sharing my love and passion through my art.
Answer the following questions based on the monologue by choosing A, B, C, D, or E. Question number 1. What will the listener most likely do after listening to the talk? A. Tell others that the speaker faced difficult times in her life. B. Inform people that the speaker did not want to be an artist. C. Tell others that the speaker had wanted to be a painter since childhood. D. Tell others that the speaker felt discouraged for the rest of her life. E. Inform others that the speaker painted her dreams. Question number 2. The speaker said, I had a very close relationship with my father throughout my whole life. What does the speaker imply? A. The speaker's father stayed near her residence. B. The speaker's father always supported her in her life. C. The speaker's father wanted her to be an artist. D. The speaker's father did not want her to be a painter. E. The speaker's father also had a great talent for painting. Question number 3. Why did the speaker change her mind to become an artist and not a doctor? A. Her father always encouraged her to be an artist. B. Her passion to be an artist was greater than being a doctor. C. Her health problems made it impossible for her to pursue a dream to become a doctor. C. Her health problems made it impossible for her to pursue her dream to become a doctor. D. She gained respect as a talented artist. E. She wanted to run her father's business.
Bagaimana, Sobat Pintar? Mudah bukan? Supaya lebih meyakinkan, silakan konfirmasikan jawaban kepada Bapak atau Ibu gurumu.
Well, are you curious about the right answer? You may ask your teacher. She or he will give you even more explanations.
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.